Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove between the demo and the ready room. Hey, this Friday they got all new music happy hour going on, 10% off all new purchases. And you can check out new records in from the Cave Singers, Cyndi Lauper, Sorority Noise, 10,000 Maniacs, Moreland and Arbuckle, and a whole lot more. They also have free Four Hands beer for those of age, and they do a lot of live in stores over there as well. Next one being Sunday, May 8th. You can come hang and spend the afternoon with the Scandaleros, 2 to 4 p.m. at Music Record Shop. So find more information at their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, and musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
I'm Matilda.
Andy Lane.
I'm Jess Bond.
Andy Lane.
I'm Irene Allen.
Andy Lane.
That's right.
And that's Aria Benton and Ani Lane.
Shallow.
everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out in Elaine's on Cherokee.
Yeah! Hey, so good!
Yeah, with Ramona DeFloward. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you, Shane.
Thanks.
Hello. Thanks, Shane.
Very exciting stuff. I had the sandwich,
Joey Boy,
yeah.
Super popular sandwich.
It was quite delicious. There's your official Rock, Paper, and Podcast endorsement for...
Yay!
Thank you!
Thank you.
But yeah, no, it was, it's been fun. We've been hanging out, we jammed some acoustic tunes, I wanted to sit down and talk and... get to know a little more about the band and talk about everything coming up. We got a lot of big things happening in the summer, so
definitely.
You're getting to know Jenny No Arms right now.
Yeah, this is my new girlfriend.
She's everybody's girlfriend.
Yeah. This actually, I don't know if you ever went over there, but over at Plush, they always had these. Yeah. Is it from there?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. We went there on their closing day and stole her and her boyfriend Fred. Yeah. One of her boyfriends.
They totally came from Blush.
Liberated.
Yeah. They were closing and they fed us way too many cheap drinks, you know, because they were closing and they didn't want their babies. Jenny came home with us.
You rescued her.
Gosh, that's been a couple years now.
Yeah, rest in peace, Plush.
Yeah, it was a great place. I really did like Plush.
What is this Plush place?
Oh, dude, they have this sweet stage where they have like a half upstairs bar where you could look through, like the floor was cut out.
Dude.
But you could see the stage on the first floor.
It was really cool.
It was
Venice.
And then way was bigger. So good. Fred was actually on stage. Musicians would rest their drinks on him.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
That's what we do too. Yeah. Or hot sauce.
Right.
Depending on what we have.
Yeah.
I think only went there a couple of times, but I can recall saw Jason Isbell there, which was incredible. Jason and his wife Amanda Upshires joined him that night, which was unreal. And also saw Pauly Shore with John Venegoni opening up that night.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, it was...
I saw Les Claypool there.
Yeah?
They had some really great acts through there. And I saw Yacht and who else? I want to say like Tennis or something like that. And I saw Campbell, really just abstract. Like, they had a really good booking person or something because they really did put on a good show.
Yeah.
I was surprised when they closed.
Yeah, it was a cool venue. And I've told the story, but it's funny. The night I met Pauly there that night, you know, they had those like sofas on the restaurant side.
Right. Yeah.
And like so, they did like a little meet and greet with Pauly, and they had the sofas, and they set up the line coming in there, and Pauly kind of just stood behind one of the sofas, and like anybody that wanted a picture with him like sat down in front. So all of our pictures just look like Pauly Shore is photobombing our picture sitting on his couch,
right.
Like you know, it's like
right.
So they're all really it was really a weird picture, but you know, so I got to meet Pauly there, so the weasel.
Dude, I love Pauly Shore, man. Son-in-Law is one of my favorite movies ever.
I just showed her.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, we all have a nice cold stay.
Ooh, cheers.
Cheers.
I just recorded, Monday night. I recorded Monday night with River Kittens, and they were drinking
Yay.
Some stags.
Yeah, their butts are on the window.
Yeah.
You know, I saw so Neil awesome. From Old Soul Revival today. He came in for a sandwich, and I told him that you were coming by tonight. And he was like, yeah, we just were with them last weekend, too. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
How much attention do you pay to local musicians?
For sure, yeah.
There's a lot of them on Cherokee here. I
Definitely.
See them and feed them all every day.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, they, a lot of them... we got Foam Up the Street and Blue Pearl's been on STL now and then. And there's a lot of really cool venues here, right here on Cherokee, and doing a lot to support St. Louis music. I'm still pretty new to Cherokee. Like, I've been following music in St. Louis for several years, but I just, you know, last 2 years or whatever, I've just recently started discovering a lot that Cherokee has to offer.
You know, I hung out a lot of pops. A lot of my friends came up through the rock scene over there.
Maybe side pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I frequent off Broadway a lot up the street.
Right.
And you know, a few others, but pageant, of course, and things. But just recently, like I was telling Jess a little bit about it whenever we were messaging. I met Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals just like a year ago, and and they're one of my favorites to watch in town. And I mean, this. Yeah. Actually,
they are so awesome.
Yeah.
They played that Bernie Sanders show with
you. Yes. And like a few of those moves were just like, oh man, like I cannot rip that off entirely, but I want to. Really, she gets on his knees and on a drum set.
Right. Dude. I was like, please just do that for me.
Slide on the ground with the guitar. Oh man.
Please. Yeah. Where's my eyes will be closed. I'll probably miss it. I'll be like.
I'll just give them credit. I'll be like, I stole that from the street.
Yeah.
Check them out; they're awesome.
Yeah, they actually. It's funny because, of course, I didn't realize it at the time, but also part of the introduction to the group. I was listening to you all on Riding with St. Louis, which they were just on the show also. Susie and Robin.
I love
them. They're great too.
Yeah.
We love them.
On that episode, you were talking about you all rehearse at the Brew House over at Wimbledon.
And they do too. They love their jackets.
Yeah. So when I recorded that night, the first night I met those guys last June, I went over there and I recorded in their rehearsal space there.
Cool, third floor?
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's
but,
where we're at. Yeah.
But I remember seeing the door, Ramona DeFlower.
Yeah.
And it was, of course, like...
Is that my number?
At the time, I didn't know who you were.
We all live in there, Shane.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Every band in St. Louis.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
There is probably 50 bands
in
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
It is a weird, like...
You're not supposed to live there.
No, we are not supposed to live there.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, you just walk down the hall and, like, there's all these different doors, all these different bands.
Like, I know that band, that band. I interviewed that guy.
Right.
I was talking to those guys that night. It's like almost like the internet was a real place.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you could, like, walk down the hall and, like,
uh-huh.
Open.
That's what you got
to
do.
It's
like, who's that?
Friends.
Right. Knock on the door, hey, you're going to do a show.
Right. Cool.
But, I mean, like, if, like, Spotify was real,
sure.
Like, you could just open that door. No, I don't like that band. I'll try the next one. And, like,
right.
So, but it's crazy. But, yeah, it's a really neat idea of the fact that all these bands have a spot to practice like that. And it was we recorded there and actually got... It was quiet enough to where our interview went pretty well.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
I can't believe that happened.
Right, right.
I can't record anything there. All right.
It's
3 a.m. Right.
The other night, I went back a little bit ago and I tried to record with a pirate signal over there.
Oh, nice. We played a show with them in the
Did you guys get them in a car or something?
Yeah, that
one.
That
is hilarious.
That's
the first thing I heard.
Yeah, that one was way... We tried... Well, so I put the mic up in the room and I'm like, there's no way we can record in here. Like, somebody was like...
Right,
going to town on the drums next door or something. So we're like, there's no way we can get a decent
second floor by the bathroom.
Dead
drummer plays
those down by the
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
So we end up taking it to the. We were gonna like talk about maybe go to a diner or do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys had a AC/DC converter, and he's like, "Well, we could just do it in Josh's minivan."
Nice.
So I'm like, all right.
Nice.
So I put the mic in
Charlie has one of those if we ever needed to.
Yeah. It worked out great, though. Like,
that's hilarious, too.
Yeah. So
that's the one that made me listen to your podcast. Yeah. I was like, is he for real doing that from a band?
Yeah.
Like, I had to listen.
So now I have an AC/DC converter in my car in case it ever comes
awesome.
Up.
Nice.
I tried recording one on the way. We went to Nashville a while back to see Tyler Bryan and the Shakedown and Rival Sons. And then I tried recording one with my buddies on the way back, and it's listenable, but there's a lot of noise from the highway, obviously. I'm doing 70 down the highway. And,
right.
And Yeah, and then all that. So also, probably most of it wasn't quite appropriate. So, but that one's for the vaults. But you know, it's
nice.
It was fun to
release it.
Yeah, right. It was fun to give it a try, though, just to see what it was like to
sure,
try.
Sure, road trip to Nashville.
Try to podcast on the highway.
Yeah, how much more ridiculous can we get this?
Yeah, right.
Well, rooftops?
Helicopter.
What are we talking about? During our live show on stage with us?
On bicycles.
Yeah. Bicycles!
While tapping. Bicycles!
Yes.
I did one at the Chesterfield Mall food court.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Chesterfield?
Yeah.
It's a good and slice of
better. It was actually, I talk about it a lot because it was ridiculous. Like, I laughed so hard on that show. I was, like, in tears, crying. But it turned out to be one of my favorites to listen to. My buddy Bobby sat in with us that night, Bobby J. Cox, and he's a comic. And so being in that element, like that live setting, allowed him to like improv a lot. And he, there was like somebody dragging a chair, like the cleaning crew comes in. It was like, you know, real quiet at first. We sat down, like, all right, this will be cool. Cleaning crew comes in and like starts dragging chairs everywhere. So all we hear is, and I'm just like I said, I'm in tears. Like, this is going to be the worst podcast ever. And
no.
Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and this was around when Jurassic World was announced and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts making jokes that we're on the set of Jurassic Park and all this stuff. And so it was really a fun episode. But why I brought that up, though, was like thinking of how ridiculous we can make this. They have a little train that goes through the mall.
Yes!
I was like, how fun would it be to like sit in the back of that cart and like and do a podcast from
there?
You're
like so remote.
Yeah, just
what's
like
going on?
Just like waving at people.
There's like kids getting on and off.
Yeah. So one of these days, I'm gonna podcast from
the back
of that
train.
We got
stairs, like.
Right, yeah. It's in a museum as a train.
It's got a cooler full stagger.
Right.
Wait, there's a train at Grant's Farm, right? And like. Six
Yeah.
We could totally do it from one of
those. Yeah,
she just gotta get a battery pack.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody gets a battery pack.
Right. Yeah,
and like a microphone that comes out from behind your
we
head.
We could go hiking.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going camping this weekend. Camping to podcast from the fire.
Right.
All right, we're by the bonfire now. We're Ramona de Crocker.
Yeah, we are. We're taking a band camping trip this weekend.
I think we need it.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah.
Nothing like fresh air and like no cell phone reception.
Right.
You keep saying that and I keep freaking out.
Dude, it feels so good. You have no idea how good it feels.
Sorry.
Whoops.
Everyone is going to think that I died. Okay?
On Facebook.
I have not died. I'm going camping. I promise I'll be okay.
Yes.
I think.
Three tomorrow.
You know?
We've also arrived camping.
Let's get to talking about the group. We just wrapped up the recording of the album, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that first record, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
For real. And we recorded with Jimmy Gunn at Brewhouse Music Studios, which is down at the Limp where we rent our studio from.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a great experience for us to have somebody that understood us and our music to be there, you know?
Yeah, ironically, after that whole conversation, we recorded at Limp.
Yeah.
Right. We did do some tracks with Tony at Baby Doll Records, who's an amazing guy. But I think that it was just a really learning experience for us.
It was.
And, you know, we're... You know,
we tried to record a different way, it didn't work out, and like, you know, like Jimmy Gunn does a really good job, like we're really excited about this, but it's been a year, so like we're that excited.
And Jimmy has watched Ramona grow and become what it is, and he knows the most about it than anybody.
Sure. Before even you came into the band,
exactly.
Seriously.
More than me, exactly.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, pretty. And the record's... And the mastering.
It's being mastered, yeah.
Right.
And we should be sending it off in the next couple weeks. And then we have CD release parties.
Hey-oh.
It's multiple.
It's booked. The date is booked, right?
Yes, yeah. We can announce it, yes.
So this is the announcement.
You want to announce it?
We have a...
Go ahead, Elaine.
We have a Rock Paper Podcast exclusive.
Yes.
It's written down somewhere.
You should have another date.
I have it written down somewhere, but it's in June.
Yeah.
Check it. June 11th at the Way Out Club will be the Saturday night CD release party. Monday night, we're doing it again at Off-Broadway. So that's the 13th.
Nice.
And we're still working on confirming all the bands, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah. We're excited. Yeah. And then we have May
27th
is a benefit for women. So that will come before the CD release party. But we signed on to that a while ago.
Full frontal female. Yes.
It's the fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, who's, anybody know who's all there?
The Vigilettes.
Uh-huh. Do we know any of the other bands?
I know that it benefits the Women's Safe House.
Yes.
That's right. The most important.
And that's why we joined on, because, you know, we're not going to make any money at the show. We're totally doing it as a benefit drive with a bunch of other female musicians to benefit, like, some of the females, you know, nonprofit organizations in this area.
Yeah.
Dude, when people come to us with that stuff, we can't say no. You know what I mean? Like, we're an all-chick band. Like, you almost like, this is for the women, you know? We're for the women. We play for the women, you know?
Yeah.
The boys come, too, because the women bring them along. We play for the women.
I, when I did my one-year party last summer over Steve's Hot Dogs, I mean, along with local music, local business, I wanted a local charity as well.
Sure.
You know, I'm all about giving back and supporting too. And so I reached out to and I invited Play It Forward to join me that night. We got some guitars donated and things. So
nice.
That's really cool.
We worked with them before too. At the Ready Room show.
Yeah. What was that called? The Woman
Rock You Fest.
Yeah. But it's, you know, sometimes in a situation. I mean, obviously. Money always helps too, and things. But you know, when you open it up to donating instruments and stuff, like, of course, you never know what's going to happen. But I was thrilled that I actually got like two guitars, and like it was really cool to make a difference in those kids' lives wherever those guitars are.
Yeah.
So
they go to schools. They can't afford music programs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sometimes, she's. I had her on the show, Samantha, and she told me some stories about, like, you know, there's. Like cancer patients and stuff, like, and they, like, you know, they
like music therapy,
yeah, stuff like, or something like, you know, they'll be like, oh, we always, you know, always wanted to learn how to play guitar, and they'll give them a guitar, and they'll, you know, and why they're, so they can learn how to play it in the hospital and things. And she told us some stories that rip your heart out and stuff. It was sad, but you know, knowing that music could bring some joy to their life or, you know, whatever, you know, in various stages, wherever it might be, you know, like, but there are a lot of times they help out schools and in those situations too. And I'm looking to do a second party this summer over at Broadway Oyster Bar this year.
Cool.
June,
I love that place.
June 24th. And hopefully I'll find me a good local charity to help out and raise a little money for and stuff. So
I teach music. It really does make a difference. Like, I teach voice and I teach piano, guitar. Like, it's, you can see
rock.
Like the kids at School of Rock and at church. There's like a little ill-behaved girl who is going to be my soloist. She's like 5 and I'm going to make her a soloist. She can sing and she wants to sing, and the more we talk about it, like, the more well-behaved she gets and the more still she sits, you know, the longer she'll sit still. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of, God knows where I'd be in jail if I wasn't the music.
Right. Yeah.
Me too. I would not have made it through my teenage years.
So then, like, a total goody two shoes, but I would still probably be in jail.
I would not.
I would have killed my parents.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that are over there working for School of Rock
School
and stuff. Yeah.
It's a fun little crew. I couldn't believe how many legit rock. You know, I was like, is this going to be a bunch of, like, you know, I had no idea who was teaching there.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember getting there and being like, Joe Meyer, like, what? You know, like, there were all these people. Chan, who just loved Chan. I don't know.
Danny
from Brotherly.
Oh, yeah, Danny Blaze. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny's been on the show. Al Holiday works over there.
Awesome.
Jordan Heimberger.
Runs it.
Yeah.
Molly Sims runs, yeah, runs the other half of it.
She's been on the show, too. Connor Lyle's been on the show. Is just a freaking guitar. He's so good.
If you don't know who he is, you're going to anyway. Don't worry about it.
You got to interview the school rock band. You know Naya?
Yeah, like I said, Connor is.
That's the question. They had a show tonight, and it's showcased.
Are they School of Rock?
That in theory, yeah.
Are they?
I think so.
They graduated, though.
Yeah, they're graduates.
So they're better than theory, right?
Well, okay, what was
responded
the question?
With questions?
Yeah,
we got one question.
Yeah, they want you know,
Michelle, like, where your clothes come from.
Your awesome clothes. And it's true.
The Goodwill outlet, yeah. Right. On Market.
Dude, we did have some major scores from Grandma this last year.
Yes. Grandma's clothes.
I did. These pants came from
Grandma. Goodwill outlet.
I love Grandma.
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling pricey, then the regular Goodwill.
Goodwill
outlet is like by the pound.
By pound, dude.
That's 79 cents.
You know what the t-shirt costs?
Suitcase. Yes, our suitcase. I got our suitcase from the Goodwill outlet.
Our jacket that I'm wearing is pounds.
Yes.
Right. My favorite jacket.
Mr. Wendell has a jacket that I got at Goodwill outlet.
Oh, yeah. It looks
he
great.
He really loves it a lot. He's going to give me money next time I go there.
Aww.
It's so, weather, so BA.
If they want to pay me, that'd be fine. Goodwill outlet.
Goodwill!
My cousin does this. She runs her own Etsy store with stuff that she buys out of Goodwills and stuff, you know?
It's ridiculous.
I know.
I need to just be doing that a lot.
Right.
They also want to know where the idea to put violin in the record came from, which is
that
crazy.
Yeah.
How would they know about that?
So Johnny Vegas.
And how would they know that we have violin on the record?
So we have Johnny Vegas to blame that for.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
wait,
this
why
guy,
is Johnny Vegas to blame?
This guy we all know, named Johnny Vegas, got into Parks and broke his hip, right?
Yeah.
And so we had a benefit show for him at Off Broadway. A bunch of bands donated a set to raise money to help Johnny. And during the set, we call this violin guy. Be badass with his band. And I think it was you who went up to him and was like, you want to sit in with us? Because you're awesome and we like you, you know?
I'm like, we play easy stuff.
And he's just like, yeah, whatever. Dude just holding stuff on stage and rocks it out. Like, hardcore.
I thought he was in the band.
No, hardcore. That's the day we had Irene.
I mean, you'll have to get that for me, too.
We've been Johnny Vegas for the whole thing. We've been blaming for everything.
Right, no, it's all Johnny Vegas' fault.
Seriously.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lots of fast. I like the fiddle.
The whole time? Have you noticed? Jesus.
I did notice. I was just saying hi because it looks like you're leaving.
I'm about to.
Joe Cummings, bass player.
So yay! Get me the lead, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. So did Jay. He came and told us to fuck off. That's Jay for you. It was beautiful. So yeah, we wound up having the violin guy sit in on the record for us. End of story, right?
Right.
We got his number. He came.
Better in theory, how do you know about the violin on the record?
We said it at the last podcast.
Too real.
I think so.
And we played it.
We're
going to get you a track too, Shane. We'll get you a track.
We should get on the Roseanne farts.
Oh, man. One cigarette?
Is that what it's on? I can't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Roseanne?
Really yeah.
The harmonica?
Yeah. I call it John Popper harmonica.
Well, it's Roseanne.
It's Roseanne.
So he plays a riff that's from Roseanne. We all swear. We all love it because we're
all right, we'll give you that one. All right, we're going to give him that one.
Yeah, great.
It's good stuff.
Oh, this is River to be with us tonight, and then she's the one who sings lead on that.
Right.
Really
she's
cool.
Probably working that Talking Head show down in 2720.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really fast show. That's where Steve and Dallas and all them guys just walked off to. It's a great night to walk down Cherokee.
Yeah.
The weather is beautiful.
Yes.
There was the shows at home, shows at 2720. I bet Blank Space has got them. It's a great night on Cherokee.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like we could just shout out to River,
time.
Who plays like every
River!
Yeah, right, you know. Our girl River going to be here tonight. Here she is pictured with
right.
us.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Pictured
with the purple
here.
Hat.
Just to clarify.
She plays every instrument.
Yeah, she plays
that's
Irene.
Flute and sings and guitar, but she also plays bass.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
bass.
Yeah.
I've seen her. She comes in Oyster Bar. I work the door down there now, so I see a lot of different musicians and people coming in there. So
I came down there for Petty night like the week before last.
Yeah, that was a good night.
So
yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, I needed it really bad. I got all noodly and lit it up. It was great. It was really good.
What's a Petty night?
Sean Cannon does a different artist like every Wednesday. He has all different players. Local musicians play with them. The Voodoo Players, thank you.
Yeah.
And so he had a Tom Petty night. So I went down there for like Bob Marley night too. That was a couple months ago. The guy that played
that was
with
Bob
us.
Berkeley.
What was the guy's name that played with him? We played a show with him at the demo.
Jeff Hughes.
Jeff
Jamie
Hughes. Yeah. Yeah. He played.
That's right.
It was really good too.
Jeff, I love that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was JD.
He thought my name was Ramona. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I thought your name was JD. He goes, I thought you were Ramona.
I thought his name was JD.
Nice to meet you.
That's JD's initials.
Right. He's a great musician. We've made a couple shows with him before.
Yeah. I had him on the show. We recorded in a yoga studio.
Awesome.
That's probably great acoustics.
I love yoga.
Was he doing yoga?
He
I mean, that's hilarious.
No, we
did yoga before every show.
We didn't know yoga during the podcast.
You didn't have to.
He plays for a yoga class. Like,
I knew that.
I don't know why.
Because I listened to that episode.
Oh, nice.
So he happened to have that gig, like right that morning, and then I met him there and we recorded afterwards. Sure. That was at Yoga Shanti over in Maplewood. Something like that.
Like the bookstore.
Yeah,
yes.
Somewhere with it.
Like, I pick up my bread. I get my bread from Great Harvest. It's right next door.
Gus's Fried Chicken. So I spotted that.
And the Strange Donuts around the corner. Have you ever had them?
I have not.
Sutton is the next street, and around the corner on Sutton, behind like Tiffany's Diner, is this place called Strange Donuts, and they make just really like just strange variety of donuts. And they just stay open until they sell out every day. They just make like weird donuts every day.
Like,
it's so freaking
good.
Yeah, they're like stoner donuts. You know what I mean? Like, totally.
Are we just going to come in and say it? We're not going to.
Oh, yeah, no. Stoners make the best food. Yeah.
They have one called Bart's Revenge. Yes, dude, it is a Butterfinger donut.
Right, exactly.
It's called Bart's Revenge.
Yeah. So you've eaten it.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah. Maple bacon donut.
They literally make the whole neighborhood smell amazing. You walk into the Maplewood every morning, I do. It's like,
We had this, I'm out in Winsville, we had this old bakery called Donut Time there, and you roll through town about 1 a.m. or whatever, after the party all night, and you coming through Winsville and you roll your window down and you stick, you smell that and it's like, oh, Jesus. It smells so good.
You guys are evil!
Right.
The donut birds are
chirping.
The donut, it smells
like
every time.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's a Jay Connors quote. Oh, the guy that said fuck you to us just a minute ago.
Or maybe Dan Haggerty, I can't.
Oh, okay, wait, so we won't give him credit.
So being an all-female rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
I know, right?
All
right.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Well, like, who do we look at? Like, who's
our periods have a line.
Yes, they
who's
have.
In charge?
We all have our periods at the same time.
The question on everyone's mind.
We all have our periods at the same time.
That's why we put her in
it
charge.
It is horrendous. Stay away.
Yep. You got us, girl.
You the leader today? Aria's the leader.
Yay.
This is Aria. Yeah. My daughter, say hi.
Now she won't say anything at all.
That's why she's in charge.
Right.
Yeah. She's so funny.
Oh my god, that girl's got amazing timing.
You think it's by accident, but it's not. She's really smart.
Yeah.
Okay, we totally missed your question on that
one. No, but I mean,
what was
like,
the question?
I mean, obviously, like, you think of people like, we actually mentioned Joan Jett earlier, and Lita Ford, and some of these badass women in rock and roll. Yeah, Heart, yeah. But I mean, are those people that you grew up admiring, looking up to, or who was it that
hit me with your best shot?
One that you
no, I did not grow up admiring at all.
Pat Benatar,
I like John. I like the Beatles and I like Nirvana. So
yeah, like the Stones and
We're a guy band.
Yeah, that's. Probably
I think that's why we wanted to be a chick band.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, we don't have the right genitalia. We have to do this. We better do it together.
Right.
You know, what I mean?
You know what? These chicks are way less bitches than like the whatever.
Yeah!
Bandmates.
Same as me. That's why we started.
Less drama. Less drama.
That's the beauty of, like,
how
on
do
the
we
whole,
be
yeah, women who play music, because everyone's expecting us to be, like, less talented, because you don't. I've seen a lot of chicks that if they were guys, they would not have careers, period, would not have careers. And, like, you know, so it's like people talk down to you and expect you, and I feel like the women that are really, really good at music are all really, really chill. It's like we're all like, no, we're not divas. Yes, we're talented. No, we're chill. You know, everybody's cool. And now I'm in a band. I'm in several bands with, like, a bunch of chicks, and it's great. Like, it's yeah. the it's sort of the most, it's like the most chill dude-like environment, you know. Because
guys, is more chill than
guys get to be bitches.
They have huge egos.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you cannot get that.
Whenever we work with men,
it's
huge.
We did an all male show.
You didn't make it to the Modern Power show. Right. Yeah.
No.
That was an issue.
I heard.
A real issue.
So we had a show where men played all of the parts of all of the members of Ramona and Jess.
Except
for Lainey, who was there and in her drummer seat.
Yes.
I was not there, unfortunately.
It was
Jess
awful.
Was
I got into a fist fight with one of them outside. We almost got kicked out of the venue forever. What else happened? We broke a PA because we tried to plug in too big of a PA. My dad brought the refrigerator bass amp. It was ridiculous.
It was a pissing contest.
It did not go great.
And then all the boys got upset about something and
it was
made a little
so
like, upset mess about something.
Thank you, boys!
Except for...
Cameron,
we really appreciate
Cameron
it.
Cameron,
really great. Oh my god. I
Cameron
love
Novak!
Cameron.
He's
the lead singer from Slushwave. You guys, you gotta do
Slushwave, yeah.
He's
you
an amazing singer. He totally covered. Who else could cover this chick? Like,
yeah!
Nobody could do
her,
it, you know?
Better.
Right. Oh yeah. She did it at the Tap Room last week.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
The pictures look so cool.
It would be like holding the lyrics.
You can't see it.
Oh, I didn't give a shit. That was fine.
Yeah.
You own it?
I thought it was beautiful.
Especially Starlight.
Yes.
Oh, I got to be
in Yuki on
Starlight. And that was the first, yeah, that's the first thing I said.
We had
sex later. I went up and told Jess, I was like, I want to be you. Like, I want to be you. And they thought I was saying, I want to be in your band.
You're like, yeah, come on! That was at the Johnny Vegas
like, she
show
plays
too.
Keyboard. It was, yeah, that's you have him to blame for me.
Johnny Vegas.
I have Johnny Vegas to blame for like every band. Every band I've been in.
Do you know who Johnny
I've
Vegas
done.
Is?
Oh, boy,
he
so.
Is the most, or he is like
the
most
legendary bartender,
band.
Right?
He started Stag Night 10 years ago and just started booking bands, and it's like the reason that, it's like every, I feel like everyone who was first around Cherokee like 12 years ago and
right.
stuff was all part of that,
right.
you know, and 15 years ago.
Because I guess Off Broadway is probably like his second or third.
Yeah, he really got it. It was like a whole movement.
And then it
got
kind of
started
down here.
Yeah. And like the next generation of that is like what I call the Big Muddy Kids. And they're a lot more well known than the Stag. We all know who they are. Rum Drum and Cokie and $8 and all that. But yeah, they all started hanging out at Stag Night. Like they had the taste. And I guess the bad
for
taste to find Stag Night. Yeah, to find us and like us. But yeah, Johnny sort of launched like a lot. It's like a whole chunk of the sort of Southside family scene or whatever.
Right.
The scene.
This I'm a big fan of the scene.
Were you
playing
that
night?
Were you?
What night?
No,
I was there.
I went to a Poke La Farge night at the
place.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Oh, I did. Okay.
When I got there,
I played really early.
Yes.
Oh, and I came late.
I was the only person I knew there for a long time.
I was like, who did I play with? Was it the barman?
Just you.
Which band? Which band of seven?
That's right. Susie put that together.
Come on, love your band.
And Robin.
Oh, the Todd.
Do it in like 30 seconds. No pressure.
Defeated County Barmice, Trio Project, Ramona Deflowered.
There's
another one.
There's one that's unnamed.
One that's unnamed.
I mean,
one named Electric Project, and that's it. Or, yeah, name my band. Addiction Rag. Blacktop Cam, we don't have a name.
Twat Waffle.
Underpants. No, it's taken.
Submit your name.
Twat Waffle is taken.
Ideas on this
book. Holy fucking, Waffles.
Wait, is Susie Q in the band?
Because she's got a great band name under her belt. What?
Who was it?
It was, wait.
Come on, Susie Q.
Cuddle Lingus.
Cuddle Lingus.
Was it Rape Band?
Huh?
Oh, Rape Band?
Rape Band.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like Rape Band
a lot.
I realize that might hurt some feelings. So I wanted to get t-shirts that say, like, I got date raped by Iron Allen, and I thought, I don't want to read it.
That's from, I mean, I don't know if they created it, but yes. In Workaholics, he had, one of the guys had, like, this big, you know, windowless gray van, and somebody spray-painted rape van on it. Yeah. And so to spin a negative into a positive, he spray-painted a G on the front of it, made it a grape van, and started selling grapes out of the back of the van. It was very funny.
I've never watched that show.
Oh my god, you would love that show. Really, really good show. Love that show.
So, yeah.
Another case of nerds growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
telemarketers.
Oh my gosh. We're everywhere.
Good so times. You see the one where they take mushrooms and doing cool runnings with the rope guard? You know what I'm talking about? They're like, feel the rhythm, feel the ride. Give it up, it's bumpsled time. They're like, cool runnings. Just down the aisle with the grocery guard.
Cool runnings.
Yeah.
It's an awesome movie, yes.
No.
Cool running show.
That's the official, basically the music.
How about I draw the line down the middle of your head and make it look like a butt?
Dude, he's blowing it.
That's what happened.
Just smoking my.
God, I wish I was better at movie quoting. Do you think I'd be able to quote that movie?
That's all that's up here is movie quotes and song lyrics.
These guys are so good at that.
Yeah.
Like, you really are.
You don't ask me anything about history class or math class or any of that stuff, but I can tell you, you know, I can tell you what pretty much line for line anything in Tommy Boy and stuff. So I
do a Tommy Boy line.
I like the big guy in a little jacket song.
Yeah, right.
Big guy in a little coat. My skill.
It's like you can just imagine him, you know, like a mirror.
Rock, paper, podcast. Don't tell him about your band. This song only has this line. Sort of repeats and repeats. Just keeps going just like that.
The podcast.
Done. Yeah, so you're welcome.
Wait, was that Black or was this Tommy Boy?
I don't remember. Oh, he looks so excited. I always confuse Black Sheep and Tommy Boy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, it's much better.
I can't believe you get those confused. They're completely different movies.
Yeah.
Well, once, that's probably one.
Roag.
Yeah.
Roag.
And we're going seven.
Yeah.
Girl band in little
or a little store.
Yes.
Podcast in a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Yes. Podcast in a sandwich shop.
Feeling in my yummy mouth. Now
I
gotta work.
I like that you should go with that.
That's great.
That was Jenny.
Yeah.
She's really distracted, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean
like, you can touch her butt if you want to.
She can be more distracting.
Yeah.
The lady's going to take her now. Jenny! You're really going to take out the microphone.
We're good. Jenny has gotten up close and personal.
See how she's been deflowered?
Yes. And it says, hate your face right there next to
her. Look, she has her own Facebook page. Facebook.com/JennyNorms.
Yes.
Jenny.norms.
Which we may have forgotten the password.
Who the fuck put that
on
there? That's crazy. I put her shoe. I drew her the shoe.
No, that's awesome.
She used to wear a sock on her other foot. I don't know what happened to her sock.
I have a picture of her in that sock.
She had it on for a while. We found it in the room, like, up. Somebody, oh god,
that's
I shouldn't touch the sock, you know?
That's not good.
No, but socks, right?
What about her balls?
Those came from our last day in studio. We were growing a few just to, like, power through our last day in studio. Not that it was stressful or anything. We just...
It felt like it went really well.
It did. So those were there, and then they were there.
Where did those come from?
Jeremy got in the studio. They were tie is like in virgin metal on the table.
You're just like, hey, Jimmy Gunn, can I get like, these for Jenny's balls?
She didn't ask. I did not ask. I'm sorry, Jimmy Gunn.
Sorry, Jimmy Gunn.
But I was like, oh, he's got all these golden balls over here. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I had a couple for Jenny.
And he had more than two. Then he
had painter's tape, and the two came together like this magical butterfly of goodness. And you know.
It's a permanent addition. She's had the surgery, except her for
she doesn't need the ice now. She's fine. She's got family jewels.
Well, wait, we finished
the
album.
She's like too fancy for basketball. Balls are golden.
She is still a female. She is now a male and a female.
Too hard, but,
but with glittery. Right.
She's a female with balls.
Yes, but with glittery, sparkly balls.
Right. Girly balls.
Yes.
If you will.
Girly, yes.
Right. They're very beautiful. They're very
they
beautiful.
Are.
Really, for the lady who wants brass balls but doesn't want to haul around all that brass or appear, you know, manly, you can have beautiful feminine brass balls like these that still make you feel like a pretty girl.
Exactly.
A princess girl.
And that's why, yes. Princess girl. Princess
with the
balls.
Family jewels.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god, yes.
Nicely done.
All of this. They're glittery breasts.
They're like a tiara for your vagina.
I would wear them from my ears as earrings.
Jimmy had plenty more. The whole dresser was covered with them.
I need a pair Jimmy of Jenny ball earrings. Yeah.
We're going to need an explanation about this. Like, all those gold balls. What are you doing with all those gold balls, Jimmy?
Take a picture of Jimmy.
Jimmy, if you're listening.
I think after this sales pitch, I think he's going to be flooded with these glasses.
Golden balls?
They're like Mona de Plata got gold balls. Right. We want gold balls.
Yes.
Yeah. Jenny.
But you have to have your own tattooed mannequin.
Yeah.
One of the tattoos I got was
the brass balls.
No. Oh, here. This tattoo is by an actual tattoo artist.
I mean, who doesn't have a tattooed mannequin? That one. You
know? Exactly.
She's the theme of I Hate Your Face of the album coming out. Yes. The art is all Jenny. We're gonna show it to you before you leave.
Right. The theme of the album is Matilda.
Matilda did all the art. Matilda.
Yes.
Very cool.
It's awesome. It's really exciting. Yeah. Yeah. We have other mannequins too. The half man. That's our amateur boyfriend.
Well, technically, we have an open relationship.
Books are books. Life is life. Live it up, Aaron Needwall.
It says boobs are boobs.
Boobs are boobs.
Okay?
Life is life.
It's way funnier
boobs
now.
Boobs are boobs. Live it up. That is thank you, cousin. Aaron Needwall. Her number one fan.
Yes. She.
It's not the chlorine in the pool that turns your eyes red. It's the pee. Natalie Ferrer.
Who's that?
Natalie Ferrer.
Aaron Ferrer.
Right?
Oh, cool. Of course, they would tattoo her with, like, quotes.
Right, awesome. Cool shit.
Yep.
Jenny! There's,
Uh-oh.
Look at this Hate Your Face icon before you guys even wanted me to name it that. Look at that. Look, it has a face X'd up.
Dang it.
You and I have been tossing that around for a while now.
I still like mannequins and shenanigans.
You guys
like until you guys started saying shamanikins, and then I was like, I'm out.
I like shamanikins.
I know you do. Ramona album number two.
What is she right there but a shamanikin? I mean, come on. Perfect example.
Now she is really a shamanikin.
Look, you guys. Shane looks really happy. Look at
are
him.
You having a good time?
Look over there. Look at that smile. He's like...
I'm trying to find it.
Jenny's not hitting on him anymore, you know? She's like doing the table dancing thing. Right, I mean, it's very Jenny like, you know.
She had her balls out.
Right.
Sorry,
she likes to be the center of attention.
Apparently, she's a scorpion.
You know about those scorpions.
Sorry, I was trying to find this so I quote it properly, so it's a lot funnier.
Is it better than boobs are boobs, life is life?
It goes along with that. So,
okay.
So there's this comedian, Matt Bronger, I like a lot, and he had a bit on his album called Soak Up the Night, but it was all about bathroom graffiti. And
okay. I love
there's some
graffiti.
Great stuff, right?
Which these quotes reminded me
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, in his album he says that he went to Indostall and somebody wrote, "A society not ruled by its members cannot stand," Karl Marx. And then somebody wrote underneath that, "I would never belong to a club that would have me have them have somebody like me as a member, Groucho Marx. and then under that, wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
Richard Marx, creep. I'll be right here waiting for you, creeper.
So. Where's Jenny? Where's Jenny?
I thought it was going to be wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Buckaroo Banzai.
then he adds that sometimes he goes to the grocery store just to hear Richard Marx.
Wherever I go, whatever I do, I will be right here waiting for you. Shane will be there to record you.
We really have to be with the whole Backstreet Boys thing, don't we? Like, we're like totally
Richard Marx
trying to do
pretty
it
epic.
For that whole thing.
That's a
nobody
good deal.
Let
me figure out the chords in a minute.
Who knows an NSYNC song?
I don't.
Because we would like, I don't even think NSYNC. There we go.
No. I'm bringing sexy
the,
back. No,
we could end the podcast with that.
I'm just still surprised.
Boy bands? The girl band does boy bands?
She's singing.
That is kind of funny.
She's a great singer, right?
She can play guitar too, did you know that? And bass.
The team night? Girl band does boy bands? But boy bands indicates
are that's, pop. There's nothing special about that.
Shit.
Everyone is a boy band.
I know.
Right.
But why is it getting the part of things? Boy band is a teeny bopper band.
Yeah.
Girl band.
Yeah, I'm a boy band. I feel like Big Lord Jones is a boy band.
It is.
You know, we all got chosen and, you know, dropped into the, you know,
hat.
Right.
Like a factory?
Yeah. This is my other project, the Color Tones. There you go.
Shout out to the Color Tones.
Yay!
They did a coloring page book picture for
us.
Yes,
they did.
The Color Tones is our band with the coloring book people.
Yeah. Yes.
However you...
And Aria colored this.
Really
very
big
cool.
Coloring books.
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Look, we embarrassed her already.
Look, this is Jenny.
Yes,
yeah.
Jenny is that much a part of it.
She lost her t-shirt a while ago, though. The bitch, we bought her a merch t-shirt. And it's just fucking
legit.
Yeah, first of
all, people take off their clothes a lot. Sometimes they put their own clothes on.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
But she's been naked for a while, you know?
She has been.
We liberated her for this.
It's her natural way to be. We need to do some work on her legs.
I want to put that swimming suit back on her and leave the balls there. I think this might be not really
fun. You can put the balls in the outside.
A string bikini.
No, leave them inside so it's a package.
I don't know if I want to see the sparkly balls more or not.
That's
your
suit.
There
are two of them.
So bad.
One in, one out.
Sounds good.
Like,
I'm totally satisfied that way.
Dude, she needs to get one of those side slings. Have you guys seen those?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
She could wear that.
It would be a nice surprise though, like if like if you know if like are those balls and you're like looking and like oh they're
balls.
They're golden balls.
Golden balls. Golden
sure.
Real and they're nice. Funny shaped, but that's for her
she
doctor.
Earned her balls in the studio.
She put a little note that says shame on you for looking at
yeah.
Your balls.
We didn't know, we just
put
her balls.
What did you think they were gonna be?
Yes,
there's
these are
there's
balls.
Space for it too, like right below.
You have now rejected Jesus. Congratulations.
How much of this podcast have we talked about Jenny's balls for?
48.5 minutes now. We've been talking about the golden jewel balls of Jenny Noir.
That was the plan.
But I think we can make 20 if we really
yes.
That was the plan.
Totally. We had 20 minutes scheduled.
Fuck you, Jenny.
Jenny Gutch. We're not even close.
We have a whole backstory for Jenny now too.
Apparently, I wrote it
birth to present. Yeah,
he wrote this the other night during art night.
Yes,
it's possibly going to be a part of the album. We had an extra page. I think we're putting the center for us. Yes,
boy, it is really funny.
Who's her parents? It's like
Jim Morrison and King Henry the Eighth.
King Henry the Eighth, that's right.
Because of the headless thing.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison was technically hermaphrodite. We
That's right.
Which makes sense.
Henry was so desperate for an heir that he married Jim Morrison.
Yes.
I said, but they're both dudes. You should go. No, Jim Morrison has a vagina.
Yeah, but
Jim Morrison. Everybody knows that. About whiny, bitchy divas. Man, I bet Jim Morrison was unbearable. You know, when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, that's so cool. And then you grow up and you're in bands and you're like, oh, yeah, you, I bet you were one of those, you brats.
You know, this really, you know, all makes sense now that,
do you get us?
Well, that in Wayne's World, Jim Morrison was hanging out with a weird naked Indian.
Yes.
And now Jenny's completely naked. Uh-huh. So.
Yes.
She's and not, hermaphrodite. Jim was never sure who the real dad was.
Right, yes. Right. It could have been
he
anyone.
Just assumed Henry because of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. It's a really sad story.
Who took you off the top? How did the earth come on?
Yeah, Jenny just dealt a bad hand here. She
got
a hard life.
Yeah.
She got dealt a bad hand.
She's
born up.
She's had fucking war, which we expect.
And she can't deal anybody else a hand. That's what's really sad.
People keep tagging her on Facebook as being in a relationship with her. We can't control it.
And Facebook will not allow the relationship she's in. No. Facebook also said she was
a there will be one person at a time. They won't let her have a polyamorous.
Right. No. She cannot be polyamorous.
Did you know this? You can't be polyamorous on Facebook.
You can be in an open relationship with one person.
Polyamory.
But I cannot be in a relationship with multiple people.
I mean,
yeah. What if I want to name all of my boyfriends?
I know.
Right. Like, really?
Right. And tag
they all
them all
right.
on Facebook.
Mine don't let me name them. Do we get to name them? And
only when you write songs about them.
Your new name is Noodles.
Wait, what is
yes.
Noodles. And I don't think he's going to like that.
That's my name.
That's true. We were just talking about
we're actually classy. I promise.
You see, you can cut tonight.
Now is where you cut to the acoustic. So, bam.
This is American after.
This is.
That's also true.
Classic.
American.
America.
We're in U-R-K-A. America.
America.
Well,
he's hilarious. Dude, you're awesome. You're like, that's about time to wrap it up.
As we start
you see the Illusions party. June 11th and June 13th.
Yeah.
Way out club and off Friday, there'll be flyers.
We got
for
this.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to blow this up.
I hate your face. I go shit.
That's the name of the
we actually like your face.
We do. Thank you. You have a nice face.
I've
nice.
Been working on it for a while.
That's great.
Appreciate that. we jammed... what, four, did we do three or four? I forget now.
Something like that, yeah.
Three. Yeah. So
yeah.
Do we do,
should we do a couple more?
Okay.
Our shit's probably ready to go.
Yeah.
We've had here this all damn night. Like, we'll stay later, Shane.
We can issue one of our master jacks.
Yeah,
we can issue one of our master jacks.
Right,
right.
I would love
for
that.
Sure.
Cool. He's like, I need a cigarette break and then maybe.
stick around. You can hear the acoustic tunes and a studio track from I Hate Your Face by Ramona DeFlower. Yes. And pick it up June 11th at Way Out Club or June 13th at Off Broadway.
And hopefully,
you
music
get it.
And
all over
anywhere in town after that. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. We got a Facebook page. They can follow to keep up to date.
Facebook.com/RamonaDeFlower.
Yeah.
You can't friend her.
Or Jenny No Arms.
Right.
Yes.
Jenny dot no arms.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jenny.
This says it on her leg.
Yeah. I know. We should have wrote the fucking password.
Nobody's got control over
can
what the
you
fuck
put
she
chicken
does,
sounds
you know?
All over all of our time.
Shane, do you need any solid lotion?
I think I'm alright.
We bring our own lotion over all day.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, thank you all. This
thank
is,
you
it's been a
for
lot of fun.
Everything you do for St. Louis
yes.
Music.
Yes. Oh, yes. Really,
totally. Can we go
yay!
My boyfriend was trying to see if I needed a ride, and I said, I was like, oh, we're interviewing now, it's really awkward. He's like, what do you mean awkward? That guy is a treasure, he's a gift to someone. I mean, it's awkward that I'm fucking texting him. But yeah, you, like, you went on. Yeah, I got a text during this interview about, like, what a total dreader you are.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris helped everyone. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You don't want to get down on our group lotion going on here?
What the hell?
Solid lotion.
We've all been in it.
Peer pressure.
Solid lotion, chain. It's worth it.
It's like Jenny.
Yay, you took it! Alright. Now it's a party.
Now it's a party!
This will go nice with lotion. My stag.
Yes. It goes very well with stag.
Now I won't be able to hold my beer.
You, just, you know, rub it on your pants. Right.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lanes, for hosting. And come down and grab a sandwich.
Thank you. Yeah. Very welcome.
And we'll see you all soon.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Alright guys, this is Ramona DeFlower, live from Elaine's, and this is for Rock Paper Podcast.
Ha ha ha! Thank you. Thank you. so hard not to listen. So
Rock, 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 rock.